I'm going to talk about law and order, yes, next, and our specifically our court system, because I had the occasion of being in court in Tralee District Court last week to cover a couple of cases that came before the district court judge. And one story, one incident in one particular case struck me. One man, 77 previous convictions, 36 of those for theft, were clearly outlined by his defence solicitor, addiction issues, was jailed in Tralee. He had €50 heroin possession, €26 worth of goods stolen, and he was given 3 months of a sentence in prison. He's had plenty of spells in jail in the past. And I asked the question, I posted this on social media, I put the point out there about 77 previous convictions, 36 for theft, put what the case had been, and asked, is prison really the best place for a person in this sort of situation? Is it going to solve the particular problems? And this isn't the only person. This isn't a highly unusual case right across our court system because of the scourge of drink and drugs and alcohol addiction and mental health issues mixed in. Sometimes we see this happening time and time again. Is there a better way, we're asking this morning, and use of resources to help addicts while reducing the strain on court and Garda time? With me on the line to talk about this in more detail, and I'd like your views on it as well, is Director of the Centre for Criminal Justice and Human Rights in the Law School of UCC, and that is Fiona Donson. Fiona, good morning to you, and thanks for joining me this morning.
Good morning, I'm very happy to be here.
Now, look, is this the best use of our time or the best use of the system to try and address these sort of cases, sending someone in this situation, multiple offences, multiple convictions, to prison for another short spell?
No, all of the evidence shows that short-term prison sentences do no good, and in fact, the evidence is that they do more harm than good. They create more offending. Someone is not in custody long enough to access supports and even begin the potential of a journey of improving their mental health, for example, if those are issues, or for dealing with offending behaviour or dealing with addiction. So all the evidence, and we see this in other jurisdictions, we're not alone in this. Other countries are tackling with this problem. So a short-term prison sentence is going to do no good, and as I say, more likely to do harm.
And look, we're doing this for a long time. I remember way back in the midst of time when I was in journalism college, we were taken by our lecturer to Limerick District Court for a day, and I saw a very similar case. Somebody with multiple convictions who had broken into a house trying to steal alcohol, sent back in again for 6 months, and that was, you know, well over 25 years ago when that happened. So I know a lot of work has been done, and in fairness to the current government and the previous government, a high-level task force was set up under the chairmanship of former Cork North Central TD for Labour, Kathleen Lynch. They did a lot of very good work and came up with a host of recommendations to try and divert people with addiction problems, petty crime, from the prison system. Isn't that the case, Fiona?
It is, yes, and it's a very impressive report, very detailed, very technical. They really drilled down into, you know, kind of Garda activity, probation, prison, courts. They actually got kind of the whole discussions they had over a relatively short period of time, pulled in all the key people within the criminal justice system. So it's a very good report. There's multiple problems, one of which is it's not costed, and although the government has committed to rolling out some of the key elements, we're not clear yet exactly what the costing is, or at least I haven't seen costings on that. So that's one problem. This is not initially moving into a kind of more therapeutic or more progressive kind of engagement around mental health and addiction and offending will require, you know, improvement in services on the ground, and that will involve some financial kind of commitment. What I would say in relation to that is long term, the likelihood is it will reduce the cost of imprisoning
you'll
people.
You'll save money. You'll save money by putting money into services that keep people out of prison. You'll save Garda time, court time, trips to prison.
Yes.
The fallout from all of that will actually work out cheaper.
Yeah, prison. The cost of prison in 2021, which is the latest data we have, was €80,445 per person. That's a lot of money for something that doesn't work very well. Whereas someone on a probation order, the cost is €5,714, I think it is. And community service orders are even less than that. So if you think about 80,000 per person. That's a vast amount of money to be spending. It is huge. And that doesn't take into account all of the kind of other elements, you know, kind of cost of building. And, you know, you were saying about Limerick. Limerick is currently the most overcrowded prison in our country. It has had some building work, which is very welcome. But once all of those elements are open, it's still going to be overcrowded. So this is the other problem we have. Like, we have prisons that are creaking under the weight of the number of people going into them.
Okay, so what is the... I know 230 pages, 61 recommendations. there are concerns about implementation. We'll talk about that in a moment. What do you do? And I'm not focusing on this case, because this case is representative of several other cases. For somebody who's a multiple offender, who's either in drink or drugs or both, perhaps he has mental health issues as well, how do you get them out of the circle and the cycle of continually offending and continually clogging up our district courts and continually going to prison for 2 to 3 to 4 to 12 months in prison?
If I had that answer, I would be a lot more senior than I am anyway. I mean, it's a problem that countries struggle with the whole time. And I think that the problem is we're coming to it at the wrong place. So we're looking at the end point. When someone's in court, someone's going to prison, going through this cycle over and over again. But we have to think about it on a much more holistic basis. We have to think about it across communities, and we have to think about what causes people to be in these positions. And the causes are deeply rooted in communities and societies. And I would say society in our countries. And I say it's not just Ireland, it's across, you know, most countries suffer these problems. So we need to be thinking about how people end up with drug addictions, alcohol addictions, you know, mental health. Often they're self-medicating through their addiction for mental health and trauma issues. So we need to be looking at health, we need to be looking at education, we need to be looking at kind of the role of the Gardaí, we need to be looking at the role of the courts. It's a whole process, and that's complicated. That's why it's not easy to do, because you have to, it's multi-agency, but then one of the concerns is, if it's multi-agency, who leads on that? It's all too easy
and
for
finally,
people to fall through the
That's the
gut.
Point. I'm going to point finally. This is a big issue at the moment. This report came out late last year. Yeah. Implementation is a worry. And the question is, if a Department of Health, a HSE, which is in crisis mode pretty much all the time, Department of Justice, which is incredibly busy as well, who's driving it? Who has the time in those departments to get this done and start making a difference?
Yes, and I think one of the things that is also missing from the report is, or at least in terms of our understanding of the report, is who will monitor. So it's really important that they do talk about targets and monitoring, but it's not clear from the Department of Justice yet who will take responsibility for that as well. So what's important is what we would kind of call change makers, people who will lead that. There's a very good pilot being developed in Limerick about Gardaí engagement with people with mental health and addiction issues. That's fantastic. That then needs to be rolled out across the country if that's working, but we need clarity about who will lead this change, the fact that they'll get enough funding, and that we'll see the outcomes of it, because this is just the latest of many, many, many proposals and recommendations. We have been here over and over again, and as I say, everybody has welcomed this report. But there's always that reservation. Will it actually achieve what it, you know, even part of what it hopes to achieve? And I really hope it does.
Yeah, fingers crossed it does. Fiona, listen, thanks for giving us your view and talk to us about the issues at hand there this morning. There's Fiona Donson there of University College Cork. She's the director of the Centre for Criminal Justice and Human Rights in the Law School at UCC.